Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Rolling great. I am wrapping up working. I'm a free man this summer.
You're a free agent.
I'm a free agent.
Yeah, unrestricted.
I was working. Yeah, no one needs to match my contract.
Yeah. Now, the Knicks have been offering terrible contracts to garbage players. So have you contacted the Knicks?
I don't think I'd want to work for Jim Dolan. So I've been there for 6 years. I think my days off situation switched a couple years in. So let's say 4 years worth. Guess how many vacation days in the bank I had that they have to pay me for?
How many are you allowed to carry over? Because most companies have like a limit.
I'm not sure. I never learned the specifics. I just never took days off.
All right, but the point is a lot.
Yeah, 49 days in the bank, baby.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's like a nice little windfall. That's getting paid for 2.5 months, forgetting about, you know, any severance or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told my wife things should be excited. It didn't really work.
Yeah. How often does your wife get excited by anything you tell her?
When I say, like, I'm, like, going to Minnesota for 2 days, she got very excited. Yeah. She's like, I think there's a lot to see there. You should stay for a week.
Yeah. Now, all right. I've been begging you for like a month that could we talk about basketball on the podcast, please?
Yes. Not one person has asked me other than Alexander Chester, to be fair.
I think we have different audiences of listeners giving us feedback, is my
perception.
No, you
just listen to like what Jared Jerome says. Whatever Jared Jerome says to you, that's like, all right, that's what we have to do.
No, I'm in multiple WhatsApp groups made up largely of our listeners that have been talking like predominantly basketball for a while.
You're in a WhatsApp group it was 20 people. There's way too much posting. I had to leave the group.
Yeah, because it was talking about basketball, and you're not interested in basketball.
It's not that I'm not interested. It's that my opinions are the only valid ones for the NBA. Like, is there anybody else in that group who said the Raptors were going to beat the Warriors in the final and that Kawhi's the best player in the NBA? If there is, send them my way, and then I'll consider them my equal. But when it comes to NBA prognostication, Kiwi is king.
Hold on a second. Yeah. So you just claimed that Kawhi is the best player in the NBA, right?
I said it on the podcast.
Okay. Now, when he was injured. Kawhi has currently not chosen what team he's going to be playing for in the upcoming season, right?
Yes.
So one would surmise that if we don't know where the, according to you, best player in the NBA is playing,
right,
it would be a bit foolhardy to make power rankings of the teams right now.
No, because it's interesting. It's actually much more interesting. God.
Except that it immediately becomes dated the moment that this podcast gets published and Kawhi announces where he's going.
It's not because, like, obviously, here's the thing. What are the options for Kawhi? Resigning with the Raptors,
mm-hmm.
That makes them the number one team in the NBA.
No, but okay.
I mean, definitely, but you are
they were an underdog in the finals. They were an underdog in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, they were an underdog against Kevin Durant's Warriors, a team that no longer exists.
Okay, and they were an underdog against Milwaukee. They were down 2-0. They barely win game three.
If Kawhi signs with the Lakers, then that team has Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. I like their chances to at least be the favorite. I don't think it's a guaranteed title, but I think that they're clearly number one in power rankings.
Yeah.
Now, if Kawhi signs with the Clippers, that's an interesting story to me.
Yeah.
Because he's essentially taking... it's a lot like the Spurs with a worse system, right? Like, Kawhi wasn't an automatic title in San Antonio. He was automatically a top four team. Top two team.
Well, anyways, the point I'm trying to make here is I said to you what I wanted to rank every single move that's happened over the last 24 hours.
Okay,
and you said no. We're gonna rank the team's power rankings.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, that's what people want to hear. People want to hear power rankings.
How many players are on the court at a time in the NBA?
It's a 4-on-4 nowadays, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you have 5 players on the court per team. Now, how many NBA players are under contract for the Los Angeles Lakers right now?
About 4 or 5.
Yeah, 3.
But that's the exception. First of all, that's
insane. How are we ranking a team that literally has 3 players right now?
Well, they would be 3 pretty good players, or 4 pretty good players if Kawhi signs with them.
Yeah.
But the team I root for has 15. The team I root for is locked in for November already.
Yeah, the team you root for has 1 player over 6'9".
Yeah, it is crazy.
Although that's been true for a while for the Spurs.
No, the Spurs don't have the Spurs are. I thought that was a real stat because the Spurs only have 2 big men on the roster. But but that's their thing. The Spurs are ahead of the curve. Look at the team they keep signing
ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve, they shoot less threes than any team in the league. They just signed DeMar Carroll, who is an advanced dance abomination. The Spurs are definitely not ahead of the curve. I think they're going the opposite direction right now. They're trying to zag when everyone else is zigging.
That's what they've done. I mean, listen, yeah. they were at worst the ninth best team in the NBA this year. They were the only one of the round one losers to put up a fight. With a bad team, they're still a top 10.
Okay, fine. So let's do what you want to do. Let's do our NBA power rankings, 30-1. I made my rankings a few minutes ago. Again, so many caveats here. There's 50 free agents. There's guys who, you know, will change.
But there's only one that matters. There are players out there who could maybe take a team from 30th to 27th. But there's nobody who can really – there's nobody who could even get you in the playoffs other than Kawhi. And Cousins, I guess, if Cousins is healthy.
Well, okay. There's only one like super. There's only one max guy left.
But why didn't the Knicks sign Cousins? Where's Cousins supposed to go?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll discuss it when we get there. Okay, so let's start number 30. So, who's your team number 30?
It's definitely the Hornets. If you looked at the rosters, the Hornets are the worst team in the history of the NBA.
Okay, so the Hornets are number 29 for me. So I'm not gonna have a big argument. I have the Wizards at 30.
Yeah, the Wizards, Bradley Beal's better than the Hornets' whole team right now. I'm not gonna talk about the Wizards, but first of all, Bradley Beal might be on.
First of all, Bradley Beal might be on the way out. There was talk of him going to Miami last night, which hasn't happened. Second of all, the rest of their team, we can only judge
the guys who are on the team, right?
Yeah. Who else is on their team though? Their starting point guard is Ish Smith, and then I guess their starting power forward is Rui Hachimura.
Ish Smith would be the best player on the Hornets though.
All right,
the Hornets' best player was
30.
Jeremy Lamb for 4 hours until he signed elsewhere. The Hornets
signed Terry Rozier for $57 million.
Yes. Yeah,
now they didn't want to give
Kemba, again. He's the star. He's going to take 20 shots a game. He's the star of their team.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, this team is very, very, very bad. They're number 29 for me. So who do you have at 29? If you're sure,
I guess if you want to say Malik Monk, you know, might end up being like their go to guy in crunch time, might end up being a pretty good player. I wouldn't really.
I mean,
argue.
He hasn't done anything his first 2 years.
I understand, but I think people are sort of expecting Malik Monk to
Batum is the best player on this team right now,
but they're going to trade him. He's the type of guy. He's not going to be on the team in February. I don't think.
All right, okay. So who's your 29? If you have Charlotte.
And these teams, by the way, the Hornets just like don't have a roster right now, so it's impossible to put them anything other than 30th in my mind. But these teams are all bad. Yeah, I have the Suns at 29, but this is all in terms of a likelihood to win the NBA Finals. So, it's not quality of team so much as percent chance I give them to win the NBA Finals, which is a little different than power rings because. In theory, you could get one, you know, one player could explode. So, for instance, I have the Grizzlies higher than you probably have them just because there's like a 1 in 10,000 chance that like Ja Morant ends up being like a top 5 player in the NBA, and then they should be higher than a lot of these teams.
All right. So, there's 8 teams in the league that are, to use a favorite Keeve term, literal garbage.
Yeah. And who do you have there?
And I don't really care how you rank those 8 teams, but I have Washington 30. I have Charlotte 29.
Yeah.
So, I have Phoenix a bit higher, so we'll get to them. So, who do you have at 28?
The Cavs.
Yeah, I have the Cavs at 28 also. Basically, they realized that Colin Sexton was bad, and they took him all again, and now they're going with Darius Garland, and then the same terrible team. They might trade Kevin Love at some point. So, yeah, Cleveland, we both have a 28, so perfect simpatico there. Who's 27 for
you? The Wizards, just in case their players play and are healthy. All right.
So the Wizards, who I have at 30, you have a 27, and then I have Memphis at 27. Memphis, you know, in theory, has a starting five of NBA players right now, if it's Ja Morant, Avery Bradley, Iguodala, JJJ, and Jonas Valanciunas at center.
Yeah.
But Iguodala, I assume they're going to cut, and he's going to go sign with a contending team.
Interesting.
Avery Bradley has been very bad for a couple of years now.
Yeah. This is not a great shooting team either.
So Memphis, to me, is the worst team in the West, and I have them.
I'm not disagreeing, but I also think like it's possible that Ja Morant ends up being like a starter in the. I mean, he's not saying he will be, but like there's at least upside that Ja Morant has that nobody in the bottom 10 has.
Well, I mean, Ja Morant's upside is more than Devin Booker.
Yeah, because we know what Booker is. Booker's a wonderful player. There's a 90% chance that Booker is a better player than Ja Morant this year, but Morant's upside is higher than Booker. That's all I'm saying. We're talking about the difference between a third of a percent or a tenth of a percent and a thousandth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not worth arguing about.
No, it's not.
So,
it's not.
All right, so 27 for me is Memphis. Who's your 26?
The Pistons, they're better than a lot of these teams, but they have no upside and they can't win.
I mean, the Pistons are basically the same team that made the playoffs last year. So, to me, that's way too low on the Pistons.
I understand, but they have no chance of winning the championship.
Okay, you know who has no chance of winning the championship? The 2016 for me, the New York Knicks.
Yeah. Well, so I made this, I made this list before the Knicks signed like 4 more guys. Like, I figured like, oh, who knows what they would sign. I mean, every hour. First of all, did the Knicks have $400 million in cap space? They've signed so many guys for $8 million
to such bad deals.
Wayne Ellington. I mean, isn't Wayne Ellington a minimum guy?
The four guys they've signed, other than Julius Randle, are basically their bench right now. Alfred Payton, Taj Gibson, Bobby Portis, Wayne Ellington. That's not the worst bench in the NBA, I guess. But they've just signed those guys. It's like $100 million to sit on their bench.
I will say that it's not the Knicks, in theory, if they're coached well, like could be because, you know, when you look at it, there's really, let's say Kawhi goes to the Clippers or the Lakers. So the Raptors, I think we'd both agree, are a playoff team, but not a championship contender. There are seven playoff teams in the East that are pretty locked in, barring catastrophic injuries. But then that eighth spot could be the Bulls, could be the Magic. It's not impossible the Knicks could make the playoffs if Julius Randle makes like a D'Angelo Russell type jump this
Who's
year.
Your seventh? Do you have Miami locked in, Atlanta locked in?
I think Miami with Jimmy Butler is the seventh best team in the East.
Yeah, I don't have Miami in the top eight right now. We'll talk about them.
I think Jimmy Butler in the East is going to run.
So you have Detroit at 26. I have him way higher. I have New York at 26. Who's your 25?
The Hawks. And these teams are all equally bad. I have the Knicks at 24.
Yeah, see, I disagree. I have the Hawks a little bit higher also. I think that the Hawks are... There's eight garbage teams, and you've mentioned a lot of teams that aren't garbage, in my opinion. Detroit and Atlanta. Those are good teams.
And then my next teams are the Kings, Bulls, and Magic.
Okay, so I have the Bulls at 25. You know, we saw in like February when Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine were healthy at the same time for a few minutes. You know, the Bulls went above 500 that month. They were pretty good. Wendell Carter's developing down low. They just signed Thomas Satoransky, who's not good, but you know, I mean, he's a starting point guard. They signed Thaddeus Young, who's sort of a forgotten guy, but
they made decent signings. The Bulls have had a much better day. Yeah. So it is that free agency. It is literally July 1st, and free agency. If Kawhi decides today, which I don't think he is, free agency is essentially over on July 1st.
Yeah, I mean,
Silver's got to like figure out a way to
guys, but no one who really matters.
And sometimes like the second. But the problem is the money's gone. So it is gonna be musical chairs where there are gonna be a couple, you know, Kelly Oubre. Let's just say,
that's good for a team like the Lakers.
Yeah, it's great for the Lakers. Yeah, I think this is the ideal scenario if you have a four-man roster because you're gonna be able to sign guys for. Who are, you know, Wayne Ellington 2 weeks from now is getting the minimum, but somehow the Knicks gave him $8 million a year. I did like their latest signing, the Alfred Payton signing, because they only have one point.
Well, it's only because
he
got 2 for 16 in the same world in which Terry Rozier is getting 3 for 57.
Yeah, and Satoransky, like, he's not. Can he shoot? Absolutely not. Does he need to be on a team where you have, like, a Carmelo type, like an isolation guy, so it doesn't matter if he can't shoot, a James Harden? Yes, he does need to be on that team, and obviously.
But he's also not there. I mean, they also have Dennis Smith Jr., so he's not their only point guard.
But Smith was the only guy. To me, Smith is a backup. He's a good backup, Dennis Smith.
Well, so is Alfred Payton.
Well, okay, so you have two solid backups. The truth is, I mean, you put that, you put Barrett, Knox, and then they have a four-man rotation of competent big men. Even though they're wildly overpaid other than Robinson, it's not a terrible team.
Yeah, no, they are a terrible team.
Taj Gibson couldn't get
off the bench for the Timberwolves.
No,
okay.
Taj Gibson is an awful signing.
He's better than Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis is literal garbage.
Portis is...
And he got $31 million.
Yeah, Portis is probably the worst defensive big man in the NBA, and he's like not a great guy probably.
But he
just sent Mirotić back to Europe. But... As like a Chris Gatling type, instant offense off the bench, he's going to destroy East benches, Bobby Portis. Portis is going to put up, he's like the homeless man Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter is not homeless, he's countryless. But it's like, Portis is going to put up like 18 and 15 every single game off the bench. Like Portis, he'll be a negative 40 the other way. I don't doubt that, but.
He's the kind of guy you can always pick up on your free agency.
He's always the top guy. He's always the top guy on the NBA.
And in the NBA also. So, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So I have Chicago 25. I said, now I have Phoenix 24. Now, Phoenix, I don't understand what they're doing. First of all, they downgrade and they give the Timberwolves the number 6 pick.
By the way, is there a good site to find like updated rosters? It's really hard now.
No, so I have my own roster document, which I can share with you after this podcast because, there really is nowhere that's doing it. The only way to find it...
Wait, so when somebody signs, when there's a Woj bomb, you go into your roster document and update it?
Immediately. And it's
Woj, do you only have Shams, that for the NBA? Stein, I understand.
Only for the NBA. Yeah.
Because that would be amazing if you had like an NFL one. You were just, that was like your whole life.
No, I'm not. I'm insane. I'm not that insane. But, So
by the way, I was very high on Ayton last year. Speaking of the Suns, something in me tells me that like he sort of is what he is. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to get better at all, But I don't know if we're going to see a leap from DeAndre Ayton in year
well,
two.
Well, I'm the guy who... Oh, wait. Enes Kanter just signed with somebody.
Is it Bursaspor?
No, the Celtics.
Is it Galatasaray?
Okay. No, the Celtics just signed Enes Kanter.
That was,
All right, hold on. Updating my chart in real time.
Do. Updating the chart.
Yeah.
What's he get? What did he get? 2 for 10! But the second one is his year, so it's probably just a 1 for 5. That's stealing.
Well,
that's a really good deal.
Yeah. He's another guy who puts up empty numbers.
Would you rather have Enes Kanter 2 for 10 or Bobby Portis 2 for 31?
Oh, of course. I'd pay Bobby Portis 31 to go away from my team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nate Silver had Portis as like being worth less than the veteran.
He was worth $1.4 million.
Which is less than the veteran minimum, I think.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to Phoenix for a second. So DeAndre Ayton, who you said you were high on, I actually famously gave him my Rookie of the Year award over Doncic and Trae Young. Mm-hmm. So, I like what DeAndre Ayton does. Devin Booker, I think, is a loser who can only score points on a losing
team.
And this
team has Rubio now,
but
right?
It doesn't. They paid $51 million for Rubio. Now, I understand they had no point guard, but still, they paid $51 million for Rubio. They're about to lose Kelly Oubre and Rashawn Holmes, who are mm-hmm. decent options.
Yeah.
Because they move down in the draft, they get 1 year of Saric, and then he's going to walk. And then they got Cam Johnson. So they
it's
have
not
pieces.
Impossible that this would be the eighth team in the East. Just saying. Like this team,
if they were in the East, unfortunately for them, they're in the West,
which is why they have no chance to win the championship.
Everybody is trying in the West except for Memphis, I guess. So so Phoenix is in a little bit of trouble. So I have them at 24. 23, I have Atlanta, who you already mentioned.
Yeah, I have Atlanta 25. I said the Bulls, Magic. I actually have your Wolves at 20.
Yeah, I do also, but hold on. I'm still at 23. Mm-hmm. So Atlanta, I really like John Collins. Trae Young, I think, is, he's the kind of player who I don't think is ever going to win in the NBA, although, he is exciting for sure to watch. But I think that we have to see what they get out of Cam Reddish because he might be good, he might not. DeAndre Hunter, does DeAndre Hunter play alongside John Collins or do they take turns? Is Alex Len the starting center? I'm not sure defensively what they do with those three.
To me, this team has some nice pieces, but, we're still in the way, 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 way under 1% chance to win a championship. Under a 0.5% chance.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. None of these teams are
winning. That's what I'm saying. Atlanta's so when I'm bringing it by odds to win the championship,
okay.
These teams are
but to me, Atlanta could make the playoffs next year.
Yeah,
this year.
Absolutely. They could be the 8th seed. They might end up being the Vegas favorite for the 8th seed.
Number 22 for me is a team who you said is a lock for the playoffs is the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I mean, they have no upside. I have them at 19, even though they are locked for the playoffs.
So first of all, we don't even know what they're doing yet. So Goran Dragic was supposed to be traded to Dallas, and then it turned out he's not traded to Dallas.
There was financial some snafus that have not been worked out. They'll probably be worked out by the time you listen to this.
Now, they're starting. So I assume that that they put out a bio in the starting lineup, which they wanted to do for a while. So that's, for them, I think getting rid of Whiteside is almost addition by subtraction. And then who starts
and
next?
And they got rid of him without really giving up anything.
Well, but so then who's their second starting big? Is it Leonard or Harkless, one of the guys they got from Portland?
Probably. I mean, those guys are going to play big minutes.
All right. And then if Dragic walks, then who's their starting point guard?
Yeah. I mean, it's an issue. I mean, Jimmy Butler's going to
handle
the ball.
So Jimmy Butler's the only top 60 player on this team.
Okay. But that's in the West, that means you're the Sacramento Kings, but in the East that means you're the 7th seed.
Yeah. I just, I don't understand Butler's logic. Apparently, he liked how they treated former fellow Marquette alum D. Wade in his retirement, and that's why he went to Miami. But it really just doesn't make sense to me.
Is that what he said?
He claimed, he was very inspired by the going away.
I think he was inspired. They took him to some club in Miami, and he was very inspired.
It's just, this is a guy who claims he was all about winning when he left Minnesota, and he will never have a team.
No,
half
there is a
Carl
chance
Anthony
that
Towns.
He's out of the league in February. He may just party and go insane in Miami.
But he was very, very good. He was very good in the playoffs for Philly.
Yeah, absolutely. He got better.
And remember, his first year in Minnesota, he was a second-team All-NBA player. He was an All-Star. Let's not forget, he was better than Paul George as recently as 1.5 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. It was a George-Butler debate at the very least.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's why they're a playoff team, because Jimmy Butler is a starter in the All-Star game in the East.
I don't know what Miami's doing, and I don't know what Jimmy Butler's doing. To me, they're not a playoff team right now. Number 21, I have Detroit. Mm-hmm. Talk about teams you don't know what they're doing. They signed D. Rose, who, as Nafi Israel in my basketball WhatsApp group says, you have a team built around a big Blake Griffin who needs to have the ball and almost be like a point forward. And so you sign up a guard who needs to hold the ball and can't shoot at all. So I don't understand. D. Rose is a negative. I'm glad that Timberwolves got rid of him. He still has, he's just beloved in a certain set for some reason. I'll never
they
understand.
Have so now many wordy players.
They're talking to JaVale McGee also, by the way.
Yeah.
So Detroit, I don't know what they're doing, but
they've never gotten anything out of Reggie Jackson. You know, Drummond is a player with holes still. It's a weird team. Like, this team could also easily be in the playoffs again.
Well, they're not really worse than the team that made the playoffs last year.
No, so. They're not. But they're also
Drummond and Griffin are both all-stars in the East.
I do wonder if Griffin starts to really slip. He was pretty good in Detroit, but I do wonder if this is the year he starts to slip.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's always an injury risk, obviously.
Not just injury risk. I mean, this is age 31 season coming up also.
Yeah. I remember an interview we gave a couple years ago where he said his expectation was that he would retire as the greatest power forward in NBA history. So,
running out of time.
Not quite. Yeah. Not quite. All right. So number 20 is the Timberwolves. They're basically – they're a team that could be the 7 seed pretty easily or maybe even a little bit better, the 6 seed or the 5 seed possibly in the East. But in the West, they have no chance. They have no power forward basically on their team right now because Gorgui Dieng is not really playing anymore. Taj Gibson went to New York, and Saric went to Phoenix.
Do they have any money left?
Well, no, they don't have any money, but what they were because they're paying Wiggins the max. Remember, right? Yeah. They got Wiggins Jeff Teague on a 19. Now I would assume that what they're going to do is they're going to there's a lot of bigs available, not good bigs, but you got your Maxi Kleber's and you got your
Maxi Kleber just signed a big deal with Dallas since we started the podcast.
Oh, he's okay. So Maxi Kleber's back with
you.
Dallas.
Got a lot of money.
You got both of the Morrises. Yeah. Right. You got J. Michael Green, so they might sign somebody like that. But otherwise, I think Rocco is their starting four, and then they start Wiggins and Jarrett Culver or Okogie or something. So they're going to try and play small ball. But, they're about a 500 team, but because they're in the West, they'll probably win 37 games and do nothing. So, all right, so number 19, you said you have Miami. I have New Orleans Pelicans at number 19.
Okay, so I have the Pelicans at number 9.
Oh, 9! They're a contender
too? They're not the 9th best team in the NBA. They're probably about the 19th best team in the NBA. However, what if Zion is LeBron?
Okay, LeBron's rookie season, they didn't make the playoffs.
I understand they didn't make the playoffs. But LeBron, by his second season, or was it his third season? I think it was the second, right? He brought one of the worst NBA teams ever to the final.
No, that was 2007. That was his third season. Or fourth season. That was his fourth season, excuse me.
Wait, it was 2007 finals.
Yeah, fourth season.
So he was 4 or 5, so it was his third. Are you sure? I think it's third.
He was a rookie in 2004. Okay. All right, now let's talk about this New Orleans roster for a second, okay? They have 2 point guards in Jrue Holiday and Lonzo Ball.
Okay, yeah, that's a better 1-2 than almost any other team has.
They have 2 shooting guards in J.J. Redick and Etuan Moore. Good shooters.
Not great. Well, those are both backups, I think.
It's solid. Then they have Brandon Ingram, I guess, at the 3, who's solid.
Yeah.
Now they just signed EuroLeague MVP Nicolo Melli.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think they're going to get any.
Well, but here's my issue. So look at their bigs. They got Derek Favors from Utah, and they have Zion. But none of those guys is a 5. So is Favors starting alongside Zion?
Yeah, I mean, how many teams does it matter against, though?
I just
Anthony Davis will eat you up.
Jackson Hayes is their only true center, I think.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but how many teams? How many teams will have a center who could gobble you up nowadays? Yeah, there's a couple teams which it doesn't work again, but
I just think they have
a lot of teams that they could go small.
Yeah,
they have too many little guards, though,
because are Lonzo and Jrue Holiday playing together?
I mean, they could play Ingram as a stretch four.
But they can't play J.J. Redick and Holiday and Ball together. I mean, even though Ball and Holiday are good defensively, but I don't know. So
I think against certain teams, you probably could.
I think New Orleans would be a lock to make the playoffs in the East, but in the West, it's going to be tough. So I have a number 9.
But my point for 9, and again, we're still talking under 1% chance to win the title.
Yeah, you're ranking it
is just we don't. Zion could be great. Yeah,
and I think he will be. All right, if you had to pick numbers, points, rebounds, assists for Zion right now, what would you give him?
I don't have a great guess. I'll say 19, 8, and 4.
I was going to say 17, 7, and 4. So you're a little bit better than me. But
I mean, 17, 7, and 4 is probably not even the rookie of the year.
Well, but it's also going to be very efficient. I mean, we're just talking points, rebounds, assists, obviously.
Sure, I understand. But if he's going to play, he's going to play a lot of minutes. So that could open up, Ja or Barrett or some other guy.
No, Zion's going to be the rookie of the year.
Okay, well, then he better do better than 17 and 7.
Well, we'll see. All right, okay. Number 18 to me is the Mavs.
Yeah, I have the Mavs at 14. Wow. I just think, maybe Porzingis by April just goes absolutely bananas, and that brings them up a level.
All right. Now, the problem is that their starting guards right now, I think, are Jalen Brunson and Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Listen, now, they didn't want Dragic from Miami, and that's why that's sort of, in flux right now, because they wanted Derek Jones. But I think that Dragic might help this team because they need a point guard and he's an expiring contract.
They should go all Euros, like a whole Euro team. Yeah.
Well, they have Maxi Kleber.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Doncic, obviously.
They have Kristaps. So. I mean, they just signed Seth Curry to a lot of money also.
Yeah, I think, what, 4 years, 32?
That's a lot.
That's not terrible.
That's a lot. I mean, in these, and you know, it's more, the years are a lot. I guess the money is not that much for,
yeah.
It's really interesting. There's no middle class in the NBA. If you are a mediocre player, you get $8 million, really 10. And
then your contract is immediately terrible. That's the thing.
All these contracts are immediately terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Football players are watching this and just crying. Why did they decide?
It is crazy. If you're moms, raise your kids to be NBA role players.
All right. So I have New Orleans 19. Who do you have? Oh, you have Miami 19. And, oh, I have Dallas at 18.
Yeah.
Who do you have at 18?
I had Memphis at 18.
That's criminal.
Okay, but wait, I already explained it. The same thing. Maybe John Morant is Kyrie.
Fine. Okay, so who do you have at 17?
Okay. The Spurs. Much better than the 17th best team, yeah. But they have no chance to win the title. It's impossible for them to win the title. They are actually much better than last year. I'd say they have 100% chance to make the playoffs. Yeah, because all, like, I mean, barring, you know, crazy injuries. Like, all, I mean, I guess if LaMarcus has a major
injury. Well, it's the same
injury,
team as last year, but DeJounte Murray is coming back.
DeJounte Murray is coming back. I mean, DeJounte Murray is going to be a star. I don't know if he'll be healthy enough to be a star this year. Oh, he will be.
No.
He's going to be, he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
I mean, Bryn Forbes was very, very good. And he'll be, you know.
Bryn Forbes was really good. Yeah. And how about this? Derek White, who you might not even know who he is, put up a 36-6-6 in the playoffs against a good team.
And they got Patty Mills. So that's four point guards.
They have good young players.
Yeah.
By the way, if the Knicks were smart, and I guess Elfrid Payton is fine, but I was thinking a team like that, Patty's got a horrendous contract. But Patty would play big minutes for the Knicks and he can shoot. I was surprised the Knicks didn't say, like, hey, give us your first-round pick. We'll take that.
Well, the problem with the Spurs is that their three best players, Aldridge, Gay, and DeRozan, are all on the wrong side of 30.
Way on the wrong. Yeah. I mean, Gay signed a pretty good deal because the amount of money doesn't even matter anymore. It's the years that matter.
Yeah. What's it, 2 years, 16 each? Something like that?
Two years, 16 each. Yeah. So he's on the team this year. There's nothing you could do. And the next year, he's an expiring. You could trade him if you
need
to.
Now, 17
Same
for
thing
me
with Patty.
Is Sacramento. Now, they've made.
Yeah, I already said the Kings.
Yeah, they've made a lot of moves. So they signed Dwayne Dedman from Atlanta to be their starting center to replace Willie Cauley-Stein, who apparently.
But what's the upside?
I mean, I think Cauley-Stein has more upside. By the way, Cauley-Stein, who's now an unrestricted free agent, he's a guy that I think teams should be going after, teams who need a starting center.
Yeah, that is weird that he's not signed, right?
Well, they just renounced him yesterday, right? So.
Well, I could also see him being. But they probably told him that they were.
Yeah, well, his agent said he wanted to leave last week already.
I could. No, he's restricted.
No, he's unrestricted. They renounced him. He was restricted.
Oh, okay. He was restricted yesterday. Yeah. Okay. Because I could also see him having a really crazy self-worth where
I think you might be right. But here's the thing about
Sacramento.
You know
what I mean? So where he's like, no, I'm not going to sign like 2 for $20, and then he's going to have to sign like a one-year make-good deal. That's very possible.
Sacramento's a team who was using like Nemanja Bjelica as like their number two offensive weapon in like October, November last year. And they just signed a bunch of guys, Corey Joseph, Trevor Ariza. They gave big money to Harrison Barnes. Like
that Corey Joseph might be the worst kind. Like Corey Joseph can't shoot. He can't play.
If
you're a nice guy, George Hill got this too. If like coaches around the league like you, you just get like the same way Darren Collison was going to get $10-12 million and decided to retire. Like these backup point guards who have like a head on their shoulders, they can get five. You know, they get eight figures forever. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean Darren Collison.
Corey Joseph should be making
them. He's better than Corey Joseph. He can shoot.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He is. Yeah. Well, now he's retired. But like, Corey Joseph should be getting the minimum.
Now, if I'm a witness as Mr. Collison is, and I respect the fact that he, you know, gave up $30 million plus to go serve the Lord, I think that is meritorious. But if I'm a member of his congregation or his pastor, or I'm not familiar enough with the denomination to know how it works, I say sign that contract and tie that money, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You could do much more work, like let everyone else go and knock on the doors. Yeah. You're the guy who's paying the bills,
exactly.
Buddy.
So
anyone could knock on the doors. Yeah. You're the only one who's got
an
eight-figure contract.
I don't know how the religion works.
Bill Simmons tweeted, and I have to say I agree with him. The Knicks spending $52 million on five role players. Wayne Ellington, Elfrid Payton, Bobby Portis, Taj Gibson, Reggie Bullock. Over, just keeping that space so they could absorb expensive shorter contracts with picks from cap tax teams is just phenomenally and indefensibly dumb. I disagree violently with it.
Yeah.
He's 100% right. It's insane.
Now, I wanted to save the big Knicks rant for when we got to Brooklyn. But if you do you want to do it now?
Those are bench players.
Do we do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avery Schwartz wrote into the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And he has a question that we've seen a lot on social media. Say that again?
Eliasaf, to those who went to high school with him.
Eliasaf Shorts, okay. He said he's been a Knicks fan his whole life, and he wanted to know if it's okay to switch to the
Knicks. Now, he's also from Flatbush. He's lived in Brooklyn. You know, he grew up in Brooklyn. So here's the thing.
I mean,
it's been a furious fight. So I've been arguing that who gives a shit about the Knicks? Like, the big story to me is that the Lakers or Clippers, or possibly both, are going to strike out in free agency. Mm-hmm. The Knicks being bad has been the default for 20 years. That's not a news story.
Right, that is true. Either the Lakers or the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers, for some reason, always squeeze, like, a decent season out of an awful roster.
Yeah.
Maybe Doc Rivers is a much better coach than we appreciate him to be. Right, but one of those teams is going to be stuck with cap room and no players.
Yes. Now the Lakers could actually use it because they're a team that, because they have three guys on their team, they could go sign a bunch of guys for $8 million and it would make sense. Right?
Or they could.
They could try and steal Kevon Looney. They could bring back KCP, who can give him a little bit of shooting at shooting guard. Mm-hmm. Right? They could sign him on Shumpert. I mean,
There aren't a lot of David Wests out there, though.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't a lot of guys who are like, hey, I've been around forever. I'll take $2 million and
what's your take on Knicks fans abandoning the team?
Okay, you can abandon the team whenever you want. I don't like it, but you can do it. You cannot switch. There are only a couple scenarios we could switch. If you're a St. Louis Rams fan and they leave, you can move with them to L.A. You can stop following the NFL. You can be a football atheist, or you could pick another team. Yeah. However, you can't pick a team that's currently good.
Well, that's why I wanted to say this till we got to the Brooklyn Nets conversation, because are the Nets actually good is a conversation that we have to have.
If Avery Eliasaf wanted to become a Nets fan, the only time it would have even been mildly acceptable is, why didn't you do it this year when the Nets were fun? Yeah. Now it's too late. You absolutely cannot do it. It is.
So the cutoff deadline to become a Nets fan was June 29th.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you became a Nets fan last week, I would respect
I
was a Spurs fan before David Robinson ever played a game.
If you abandon the Knicks, which is permissible, you're saying you have to basically be like single. You can't hitch up with any one team.
You can't hitch up with another team. You certainly can't hitch up with... Now, if the only way to switch sports teams is this, if the Knicks are bad and you lived in, let's say, Portland, or how about this, you live in Vegas, and a new team comes, then you can follow the expansion team.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot root for an existing team. Even, let's say, all these comedy writers. By the way, I don't know if you follow these people. NBA Twitter is half like, you know, guys in writers' room on like network TV shows now. All these guys have NBA podcasts, and they're all from New York and Boston. And 90% of them, you know, props to Bill Simmons, who's never abandoned the Celtics, even though he goes to Clippers games. 90% of these guys are like legitimate. Most of them are Clippers fans. If you move to LA and become a Lakers fan, you should go to the Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah,
like if you're like Matthew Berry and you grew up, I'm not sure where you grew up, but it wasn't in LA.
He grew up in Texas.
And you become a Lakers fan when you're an adult. Yeah, I mean you should be in jail.
Yeah,
like, but at least pick the Clippers when they're bad. That's something. But show some pride. You know, you're from New York, Chicago, or Boston. Generally, show some pride to your hometown team. The Boston guys, by the way, rarely ditch their team. It's the Knicks and the Bulls fans who ditch their teams. You cannot switch, Avery. That is my final ruling. You are stuck as a Knicks fan, or you could become a basketball agnostic. It's no better than having two teams. Like, you may as well become George R. R. Martin and have the Jets and the Giants. If you move to a place that has an expansion team and it's not a direct rival, and expansion teams, I guess, are usually not direct rivals for other teams, but like a Vegas team. But the Nets are not an expansion team. You could have been a Nets fan your whole life. They were 8 miles from your house your entire life. You chose the Knicks, who were probably less close, if you know, just by the way the crow flies, or equally close. So it's too late. You cannot become a Nets fan the day they sign Kyrie and Kevin Durant. You will never be able to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. Now, my sort of like sports bro take is I agree with you 100%. But also, I'm a 36-year-old man, and it's like, I don't really care. Root for whoever you want to root for, you know.
No, don't root for a team. Root for your family.
Root for what makes you happy.
Don't root for your children.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, maybe it's because you're 36, I'm 35. I don't have the wisdom and perspective that you have. Yeah. But,
that was definitely my take for the first 33 and a half years of my life.
You're at the stage, as a Wolves fan, that's not too dissimilar from the Knicks, that you believe in your heart of hearts the Wolves will never really be relevant. And the Knicks would cut off their arm to have one guy like Karl-Anthony Towns. That doesn't even get into the playoffs. Lots of teams.
Does.
He's a wonderful player.
In the East, it does.
Sure. But he's a wonderful player, but you need like three All-Stars to be an NBA title contender nowadays.
Yeah.
The Knicks, by the way, have zero All-Stars.
Yes.
Although, correct. By the way, gun to my head, I think Julius Randle has a legitimate chance to make the All-Star game this year.
Well, because he's in the East, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's you know, he's gonna get a lot of usage.
Yeah, he'll
sure.
put up 20 and 10. All right, now where were we? We were number 21. Oh, 17, I think I had said the Kings, right? And who is
your
17?
Yeah, the Spurs at 17.
Okay, all right. 16 to me is Orlando. They are basically staying completely even. They re-signed Vooch. They re-signed Terrence Ross. They re-signed MCW. They re-signed Wes Iwundu. They stole Alfred Camino from Portland, who, you know, has a little bit of value. He can shoot some threes and get some rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
They still have way too many power forwards, and I guess adding Aminu is another one. You know, they have Mo Bamba on their bench. Who knows if he ever turns into anything. Aaron Gordon is finally developing after forever. Jonathan Isaac hasn't developed yet. Vooch put up monster numbers in a free agent year. Let's see what he does. Their point guard is still DJ Augustine, which is not ideal.
No, I mean, DJ, that couldn't so win you the NCAA
their
tournament.
Ceiling is to be like the seventh seed in the East.
My 16 is going to blow your mind, but I have a different perspective. I'm assuming that, as of right now, Kawhi Leonard is not in the NBA. He's not on a team, as he should not be in the NBA. He should be banned.
Okay.
So I have the Raptors 16th, okay. Because the Raptors without Kawhi are not a title contender at all.
Well, the Raptors went 17-5 without Kawhi this past season.
Okay, they're not a title contender. They will definitely make the playoffs, but unless you think Siakam is going to become Kawhi, which I don't think... And Lowry
well,
is somehow
all,
gonna.
I think Siakam will become a superstar.
Yeah,
I
think he'll be a good player, but I don't think it'll be this year. Kawhi did not become.
Yeah,
the Kawhi is not a young man. This took him a long time in an
organization. Yeah, which is why when people like want to put Kawhi up like in the top 50 all time or whatever, like his career numbers are what, like 17-6 or something.
I think he has the same number of career points as Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, and by the way, he's played the same number of career games as Giannis. We think of him as being like so much like so you know much older, but his career like is not that impressive. He stole an NBA Finals MVP that he didn't deserve.
Right, he won the Finals MVP, so now he has two, and that means that if he ever wins another one, he becomes immortal.
Yeah, but he's you know his career, and I say this after he just put up you know just an incredible postseason, obviously, but his career in total performance is not that incredible yet. Because he's been injured a lot, because it took him a long time to get going.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't disagree. It took him a few years to get going. He had a couple great years where he was really, to be fair, too far under the radar. He was winning Defensive Player of the Year, but and the Spurs never really revolved their offense around him.
All right. So anyway, so having Toronto, for right now, the default, I'm assuming, is that Kawhi is still on Toronto. So, and that's part of the reason
why
we're
ranking
this
one
too early.
To me, he's at one. Because also Danny Green isn't even re-signing.
So we're at 16, and you haven't even mentioned the Orlando Magic yet?
No, I did. I had the Magic all the way at 21. I just ripped through a few teams in the 20s.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, okay,
no,
fine.
The Magic sucks. I mean, I like Vooch as much as the next guy, but come on.
Okay, now number 15 to me, and they're in the same boat as Orlando, Detroit, and I guess Miami, in that you know they're fighting for a bottom playoff seed in the East, is the Brooklyn Nets. Now, obviously, the Brooklyn Nets are the big winners of the offseason, but they're still not an elite team.
Are you assuming that Durant does not play one game this year?
I'm assuming Durant's not playing this year.
Okay, well, then that's a big assumption. How about this? Kawhi and Parker, and I'm sorry to be Bill Simmons and only talk about my team. Kawhi and Parker get injured in the 2017 NBA playoffs, okay?
Yeah. Kawhi now, has Tony Parker was not a relevant NBA player by 2017, but continue.
Kawhi Leonard basically, you know, had a boo-boo. Tony Parker ruptured his Achilles. It was assumed he'd be out for the year. Tony Parker played games in November, I believe. And he was not young. I mean, he was like 32. And he came back and played as well as he had the previous season. He actually had some good minutes. It is the idea that Durant is definitely not going to play in 2019 is a mistake. Now, should he be more careful because of what happened? Yes. Will he physically be able to play at some point in 2019? I think for sure. Now, if the Nets are playing well and he's like, damn, I really wish I could be out there, and it's exciting to be on this team with Kyrie, assuming they're still speaking by spring of 2020. If Durant, let's say the Nets are the sixth seed, but then Durant's like, hey, I'm here for the playoffs, that team cannot be 15. Just the fact that he's in their orbit, he's on their roster, means they have to be in the top 10. Because a healthy Durant with Kyrie, you have to admit, yes, that's not a guaranteed championship or an Eastern Conference title, but that is a title contender. This is a playoff team without Durant and Kyrie.
I'm power ranking who their team is going to be this season as of now. So
well,
right
but
now,
here's what I'm saying:
Klay Thompson on the bench, Kevin Durant on the bench.
They might have Durant for the playoffs. That's
you know
why
what?
They
and
need.
And when that happens, they'll move up on my power rankings.
But you have to guess what's going to happen in April now.
Okay. But right now, you know who their starting forwards are? Radion's Kurutz, whatever that guy's name is.
Love that guy.
And Joe Harris.
Yeah, Harris is okay.
Those are their starting forwards right now. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're the same team they were last year. DeAndre Jordan is, you know, much like in New York where he was playing over Mitch Robb, he should not be playing over Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. He can't play defense anymore. You know, Caris LeVert and Allen Crabbe are okay shooting guards, and they signed Garrett Temple also, I think.
LeVert and Temple are good depth, and Kyrie is at least as good as D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, Kyrie's better than D'Angelo Russell, but he's their best player.
By the way, D'Angelo Russell was amazing last year. Like, he was efficient.
Right now,
he was a great passer.
Overrated. Nope. Strongly disagree.
Well, he's not a good defensive player, but
he put up huge numbers. Like 3.8 win shares or something? He had less than 5 win shares. He's not efficient.
If you separate offense and defense, he's a good player. He is efficient. Yeah. He shot well, and he only played 30 minutes a game.
Right now, the Brooklyn Nets' second best player is their backup point guard. So, and Dinwiddie, by the way, he's great on social media. He was awesome last night. I'm happy for the Nets. They're relevant. Right,
especially in East without Kawhi, is a team that could be in the finals. You cannot say that about any of the teams we've discussed before.
With Kevin Durant, but I'm assuming that I'm talking about their team for 2019-2020 right now.
Well, they're going to make the playoffs without him, so he has literally the whole season to rest.
They're not even a lock for the playoffs. They're like a 43-win team.
No, in the East, they are locked for the playoffs. Kyrie's going to miss the playoffs in the East? I don't think so. Because also they have a lot of depth. They have a lot of like B-minus players.
So there's 5 locks for the playoffs in the East: Milwaukee, Philly, Toronto, Boston, Indy, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Brooklyn, Orlando, Detroit, Miami.
No, Brooklyn is the 6th lock. Brooklyn is the 6th lock, and I have Miami.
Yeah, I have them in the 6th. I have them in the 6th slot also, but I can see them dropping a couple.
That's what I said. I said they'd be the 6th seed in the playoffs. They could certainly be in the 4-5 game easily. There's no there's no reason to think the Celtics
are
definitely.
If Kawhi leaves, if Kawhi leaves and Durant's healthy, but all right, okay, fine. So I have Brooklyn at 15. Who do you have?
It's funny because the top of the East now might be better than the top of the West, but the bottom of the East is as bad as it's ever been. I mean, the Hornets might go 4-78.
You have 5 teams that are complete garbage, and there's only 2 teams like that in the West.
I mean, there's
and
not.
It's been like that for a while.
There's not even. Like the Sun, you know, the Suns might.
The Suns are actually trying.
Yeah, the Suns are trying, and they have, like, there's no team in the bottom of the East that has Booker and Ayton, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Chicago, New York, Cleveland, Charlotte, Washington are worse than every team in the West other than Memphis. So, all right. So who's your 15?
By the way, this was much better than ranking.
Who's your
14?
All right, fine. Who's your 14?
I have the Mavs at 14.
All right, I had them at 18. So,
by the way, I might be low on the Mavs. The Mavs maybe should be a single-digit team if you're saying, Porzingis.
Their starting point guard is Jalen Brunson.
Porzingis and Luka, you might go 2-5 and win.
Wait, hold on. What did Porzingis do for the Knicks?
This is assuming that A, he's healthy, and B, makes a leap.
Yeah. Your rank is based on every team's absolute best case scenario.
Yeah, that's what the...
And my ranking is based on what they've actually done so far.
Okay. You're in the past, I'm in the future, baby.
Yeah. Now, I have the Clippers 14. No, I'm in the present. I'm not in the past. I'm in the present. Okay. I have the Clippers at 14 right now, which is basically treading water where they were.
Yeah, that's where they should be. They should be in the middle of the league because they're much better than all these teams, but without Kawhi, they obviously have a 0.0.
Now you add Kawhi, you know, you jump half the teams.
The truth is maybe we're too high in him because the Mavs have like, what if Luka becomes Michael Jordan this year? That's more likely than anybody on the Clippers doing anything without Kawhi.
Well, my problem with the Clippers is their guards. I like Patrick Beverley and Landry Shamet, you know, is okay. Lou Williams is you know, very aged. Yeah. SGA hasn't really done anything yet. So they have 4 guards in that rotation, but there's nobody there who I really trust to take a shot in the last 2 minutes of a game. I guess Lou Williams had a couple good games.
Could Montrezl become like a, you know, like an all-star?
So Montrezl Harrell, I think, is, you know, as a, you know, minute by minute is an all-star for sure. Now, whether he takes the leap, if they add Kawhi, can Montrezl become sort of what Siakam was? Can he become their second star? And they also have Gallinari. I mean, I think the Clippers without Kawhi are better than the Raptors without Kawhi.
Yeah, I agree, although I'd still rather be in the East.
By the way, their starting center for the Clippers, and I think he's a restricted free agent, is Zubac, so they don't have like a starting center at all.
The Clippers are very much like the Spurs if the Clippers don't have Kawhi. Probably going to make the playoffs, are certainly not going to be in the conference finals, you know?
Without Kawhi.
Yeah, well, the Spurs definitely not re-signing Kawhi.
All right, now number 13.
What a move that would be if they're like, all right, it was a whole plan to get DeMar DeRozan on my team. I'm back, baby.
Number 13 to me is the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard somebody say in my life.
Too high, too low?
They have, okay. Are there teams that we've mentioned so far, or we're about to mention in the next few teams, that have Steph Curry and D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson who will definitely be there in the playoffs?
All right. Again, this is not a ranking for next April. This is a ranking for
the so everyone's curious what's happening on October 15th. So I'm glad that you're bringing
us the news. I love how you're doing power rankings for a year in the future. Okay.
I'm not doing the future. I'm telling you who's going to win the finals next year. Well,
So since you're telling me who's going to win the finals,
what
team is Kawhi
on? Listening to this podcast from...
Okay. I am doing the rankings based on the current rosters and the current teams.
I don't know who Kawhi is going to sign with. If you put a gun to my head, I think he resigns with Toronto.
All right.
If you're asking me which of the LA teams he picks, I think he picks the Lakers over the Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think he's staying in Toronto on a 1 or 2 year deal, but I think he would take the Clippers.
Yeah, I know. And none of those three would shock me. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about
the Warriors. Can't be 15th.
Okay, they're not. They're 13th.
It's crazy. I don't think you follow the NBA.
I have them as the 8th seed in the West right now. Klay Thompson's not. I'm assuming Klay Thompson's not playing. Okay. Steph Curry and D'Angelo Russell are gonna average 50 points a game, and they're gonna give up 49 points a game.
Oh, come
on. Okay. Steph Curry, can his body hold up, you know, to do what he did in the playoffs with, you know, once Klay went out? And by the way, he had a terrible game six. Can Draymond Green...
Yeah, you're right. Curry had a terrible game. Yes, he's the best shooter in the history of the sport, but he had a terrible game six. So instead of being
starting small forward right now? No, seriously. Who is it? Jonas Jerebko?
Who cares?
I have no idea.
Play 4 and 5. They beat half these teams.
Who? Right. Okay. D'Angelo Russell, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Who else is starting? Let's say they re-sign Kevon Looney or Damian Jones. Who's their starting three?
I don't think they can sign Looney even anymore.
Well, but who's their starting three? Sure. Seriously, they got rid of Iguodala. They have no starting three. Sean Livingston? I don't even know what.
They could take a guy out of the G League. They'd make him into like a serviceable player.
They don't have a starting five right now. That's the problem. And D'Angelo Russell, I think, is an extraordinarily overrated guy. And look, I was desperate for the Timberwolves to sign him, not because I think he's any good or particularly good. He's not an all-star caliber player, but because I just wanted to be relevant for 5 minutes. And Kat led me astray with his his cryptic Instagram tweets or posts or what do you call them on Instagram?
He probably wanted them to sign guys, and they just lost out.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Warriors to me are 13. You know, once Klay Thompson comes back, obviously I boost them a little bit. But I just don't know how D'Angelo Russell fits on this team. They've earned the benefit of the doubt, but they don't have a healthy center right now, and they don't have any small forward on their team, and they don't have a shooting guard, and they have 2 point guards who don't play defense. So I'm not sure what they're doing. But number 12, I have your Spurs.
Watch out for a big year from my beloved UConn Husky, Shabazz Napier. I guarantee you he has a few good games this year.
Yeah, the Spurs, by the way, I have a one spot ahead of the Warriors. I have them as the 7th seed in the West right now.
So I have the Warriors at 2 overall because this is assuming
two
the chance to win the title.
Two,
yeah, because they have the second best chance to win the championship.
Oh my God, that's insanity! They have a better chance to win the championship than Milwaukee does.
No, Milwaukee is number one.
Okay, they have a better chance to win the title than Philly does.
Yeah, Philly's going to lose to Milwaukee.
They have a better chance to win the title than Toronto, who you just said you assume Kawhi's going
Toronto,
back.
Toronto, okay, well, right in this hypothetical league, Kawhi's not there.
They have a better chance to win
Kawhi
the title than Houston.
With the Raptors. If Kawhi resigns with the Raptors, then it's Raptors, Bucks, Warriors. The Warriors get knocked down from 2 to 3.
Oh my God, you're insane. The Warriors don't even think they're 3. The Warriors' goal is to be like the 6th seed in the playoffs, and I'm giving them the 8th seed.
Do you remember that the Warriors went 73-9 without Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Why do you think they're bad all of a sudden?
I don't think they're bad.
You're literally what have you done for me lately?
No,
by lately you mean
that was with a healthy Klay Thompson as a All Star.
Why is he not going to be healthy in April? People come back from ACL tears.
We
it's
are not
freaking
doing. It is not April of 2020 right now. It's July of 2019. July.
You're asking. People want to know. People don't want to know who's going to win the October 27th Celtics Jazz game. They want to know who's going to win the championship, and that's what we're here to tell them.
We're
and I'm
doing,
telling you.
You said to me, "Let's do current power rankings." So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a current
that's power rankings. Power rankings going forward.
Right now, the Warriors are the 13th best team in the NBA. When Klay Thompson comes back, they'll move up a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, they have more moves to make. They don't have a center. They don't have a small forward right now. So let's see what else they do. Yeah, we just saw them in the finals. They were like a shell of themselves. All right, number 12.
Oh, in the NBA finals, they couldn't win it. Well, I guess they suck if they couldn't win the NBA finals.
But they got there because Durant was healthy and Klay was healthy.
Yeah.
All right, number 11, I have the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, I have the Pacers at 12. Okay. To me, they should have them maybe even, like, they don't have a chance to win the title.
Well, okay, so TJ Warren, Phoenix gave up for nothing. They lost Thaddeus Young, so Sabonis slots into the starting lineup, which is where he should be anyways. He should have won Sixth Man of the Year, so that's fine. Brogdon, they paid a lot for him, But I think specifically because it also hurts a competitor in Milwaukee, I think that was a good move. But Oladipo, I think we're just giving him a little bit too much credit. He's had one great season in the NBA. And then he
But I also think he sort of has upside still. Like, I think Oladipo could have a year where he puts up like 28 a game.
Jeremy Lamb is fine as like a guy off the bench, but he's not a key player.
I like it. I like Lamb as a third guard.
By the way, Wesley Matthews and Tyreek Evans are both free agents. I don't know if they're bringing either one of them back. Mm-hmm. But them and Lamb are all sort of the same guy, and TJ Warren.
Yeah.
I mean, Miles Turner clearly is not what the hope was he would be a couple of years ago.
No.
So who's
still a tiny bit of upside, but also,
you know, their leading scorer, their offense,
whatever, they're not winning the championship. They're definitely making the playoffs. I think they're the Clippers of the East.
Their offensive machine, once Oladipo went down, was Bojan, who's now in Utah. Mm-hmm. So who's their offense right now when Oladipo's on the bench or hurt? TJ Warren, who is their offense? So that's the problem with Indiana.
Jeremy Lamb, baby.
Yeah.
it's a good question.
Yeah, so Indiana's like...
Sabonis. I mean, Sabonis might end up taking like 18 shots when he's not there.
Yeah, but he's not... So Indiana's a solid 5 seed in the East, but I just don't see, I don't see
I'm not arguing.
I don't see a lot of offense. Now, number 10, I have a team that, again, isn't a team. It's three guys. Is Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Kyle Kuzma.
The Lakers literally have the best odds to win the championship. And if you're betting on them right now... Then, I want to play poker with you. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They don't have a team. There aren't, if you gave them the 10 best free agents left at the minimum, that doesn't even necessarily make them the finals favorite, you know? Like, I don't know if Marcus Morris and Oubre would make them, and also you need guards. Like, their team is already big.
Okay, so I have Lakers at 10, and I just, we're in a holding pattern. Let's see them fill the roster up first.
Yeah, I have them at 7 just because obviously their upside is enormous, but they missed the
How is their upside lower than the Warriors?
Lower than the Warriors?
Yeah, why are they only 7? According to your logic.
Because they have a three-man team.
Yeah, but two of them are two of the top.
And they don't have Kawhi on this. This is LeBron. They missed the playoffs last year. They lost a lot of good players from that team, and they've replaced them with nobody other than Anthony Davis, who, by the way, frequently missed the playoffs on the team that he was the best player on. And it is inherently possible that A, Davis is injured a lot, and B, LeBron is no longer LeBron. He's still, an all-star, a very good player. It is very possible that 35-year-old LeBron is not going to be a super-duper star anymore, in which case this team cannot win.
Without addressing all of the things you just said, what you've told me is what you're ranking for every team is the upside, is the best possible scenario.
Yeah.
The best possible scenario for this team has to be higher than 7.
It's not. This team is not going to win the title.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. All right. So 10 is the Lakers. 9 to me is Boston. They've definitely taken several steps back from last year.
Yeah. Do you think Hayward could become a good player again, or do you think he's done?
Well, I always thought he was very overrated. So he could become a good player again, but he's not.
Could it be useful? Tatum didn't really make the jump. Brown didn't really make the jump, but now they might.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Their starting center right now, I guess, is Aaron Baines on defense and Enes Kanter on offense, right?
Mm-hmm. So can you do that? Can you switch
I don't know,
them
but
out?
They're much worse than Al Horford. They've taken a big downgrade there. Kemba Walker from Kyrie is a big downgrade. And they have no upgrades.
In year one, it's not... It's definitely a downgrade. I mean, Kemba had he had the 60-point game last year. By the way, I was playing a Sporkle game because that's my job now to play Sporkle. Yeah. They had 50-point games in... The NBA 50-point games in I think it was the last decade or something. I just played 30 Sporkle games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And
at least it didn't make me do anything on the podcast.
The five of them, it would have been good podcasting. The five guys I missed out of 60, 70 guys who've had 50-point games in the last decade, two were from your team. Do you want to guess who I missed?
D-Rose,
I missed.
Jamal Crawford?
And Jamal Crawford. Those were tough ones. I should have guessed Crawford anyway.
I mean, Rose's 50 was literally just nominated for best moment of the year in the NBA awards.
I know, but I forgot. It was so unlikely. I would have felt stupid. I'm surprised I didn't. It went by team, or else I would have. If it said Chicago, I would have said maybe. I would have picked him there and accidentally got it right. I'm trying to. I only missed 5. I did pretty well
all
on
right.
that one.
All right. So, anyways,
when you play Sporkle, do you guess the common names? First?
Yeah, Smith, Johnson, Williams, Jackson, all that. Smith. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So Boston to me is number 9. Boston has no chance of winning a title. They're significantly worse than they were last year.
It's really tricky. They have no chance as of this roster, but I do wonder if they could.
If they don't re-sign Marcus Morris,
could be an arms
if they don't re-sign Marcus Morris, who's their starting four? Do they just start Hayward and Tatum and be really small?
I think you could do that in the
East. They're going to be in a lot of trouble defensively. I mean, Al Horford was their best player. He was more valuable than Kyrie in a lot of ways, and they're really going to miss him, I think. So, all right.
It's funny because you could say, like, I do think Kyrie, this year he'll be fine, but I think the back end of a four-year deal for Kyrie, an injury-prone small player.
But he's bigger than Kemba, and he's younger than Kemba.
But then Kemba has so many. Well, so Kyrie played 8 college games. Kyrie once played, like, 8 games in 8 days. You know what I mean? Kemba literally had a week where he played more in that Big East tournament than Kyrie's whole college career. Kemba has so many. I love him. But he has so many miles on him, and it could go, for whatever reason, he had his best year last year, maybe just because the rest of the team, they finally acknowledged, like, all right, it's his team. You know, he had the 60-point game, but I just don't...
He's 29 years old, we've talked about the history of guys, six-footers, when they hit 30, so...
Yeah, so he'll probably be fine this year.
It's annoying to me how these articles say, oh, he's in his prime. No, he's not in his prime. He's got 1 or 2 years left as a good player, and then after that, he will be like a borderline starter. I think that contract.
I think I obviously agree. I think for whatever reason, the NBA media, which is usually smart, doesn't really pick up on that. It's not baseball. If you're 32 in baseball and you're a good player, there's no reason to think you won't still be good for 4 more years. In the NBA, look at how many great players, like even going back to the 80s when some of these guys were like, you know, Isaiah stopped playing after 32. Larry Bird was useless in his 30s. Like, it's been going on forever.
It's just because the Boston media turned so hard, and the fans obviously even more, turned so hard on Kyrie that anybody's better. So that's why they're celebrating Kemba. And they're ignoring the fact that they lost Al Horford. And it's just, he's irreplaceable. So, and they could lose Marcus Morris also. Yeah. All right. So Boston's 9.
Somehow, over the course of this podcast, Al Horford became like the top 5 guy.
Well, we'll get to his team. All right. Number 8, I have Portland. Now, I like the Hassan Whiteside trade. However, having said that, who are Portland starting forwards right now? They signed Mario Hezonja to a minimum contract for the Knicks.
Yeah, that was a great deal. Why did Hezonja sign for the minimum? That is a good deal.
He spent a couple days. I guess you can't get anything anywhere else, but who knows. But, okay, so Portland, who are their starting forwards? I have no idea.
By the way, as the Spurs, I'd rather have Hezonja for the minimum than Damari Carroll.
Oh, yeah, you know? Damari Carroll sucks. Who are Portland starting forwards? I can't. Is it Kent Bazemore is going to be the 3 and Zach Collins is the 4?
I guess. Collins is a center.
Yeah, okay, but Hassan Whiteside's a center, and Nurkic was the center.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Collins is going to...
I have no idea who's starting for this team right now. You know, Ronnie Hood is fine, and...
And Nurkic will be back at some point this year.
Yeah, but Nurkic and Whiteside can't play together, and certainly Zach Collins can't play with them.
No, Nurkic and Whiteside definitely can't play together.
I'm very confused by what they're doing. You know, they gave Lillard that super extension.
I do think Scott Labassiere, or whatever, however you pronounce his last name, he's going to play minutes.
They have to have more moves because everybody's celebrating them and saying, "Oh, they're
also
title
they
contender.
Have they they don't have a they don't have a full roster at all. They don't have 50.
Yeah,
guys.
that's the thing. Like, so. there's a lot of teams competing to be like to get home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs in the West, but are they a title contender? I don't think so.
It's weird because the Blazers could easily be back. They could be in the Western Conference Finals. But
that's their absolute peak. Their best case scenario is losing the Western Conference Finals in 6 games. That's their absolute best case scenario.
So it's weird. I mean, in theory, you could even put them like in my list. You could put them in like the 12-13 spot even because they're not going to win the title.
But
I have the Blazers at 5.
What?
But I probably should. You know why? Because they should be 5 in your list because they're going to come out of the gate opening.
No, they're 8 on my
night.
List because I don't see any scenario. Again, I just there's no chance that they're a title contending team.
Well, but now we're switching lists because your list is how good are you August October 20th? They're going to be a good team.
My list is how you know. Or can you my list is how good are you right now? Right now, I think that they're the 8th best team in the NBA. All right, number 7 is a team that is openly trying to cut bait. So who knows where they will be? But they haven't done it yet. Is Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I have the Thunder outside the top 10. I just don't. I don't know what they do. Like they haven't.
They signed Nerlens Noel. I don't know, but they haven't done anything else. Their starting shooting guard is like Terrence Ferguson or something. PG-13 had a career year. He's not going to get any better. Russell Westbrook, you know, can't get any better. He's already, you know, Steven Adams. They're trying to get rid of Adams right now, apparently. So
I think they would have.
Yeah, they're sort of like Portland, in my opinion. In that they're a team that, you know, they can be...
They are, they are.
They can be the 3 or the 4 seed in the West, but they have no way to get better than that, I really don't think, so...
I agree. Right, now, in theory, if Kawhi's in the East and LeBron Davis doesn't work out, someone does have to win the West. So is it impossible that the Blazers or the Nuggets or the Rockets or the Thunder, like all those teams, could be competitive? It's possible.
No, I mean, look, the Nuggets were the one seed for most of the season. That. It's so that any end of those teams could do that again. Yeah, any of those teams could be a two seed or three seed and go to the conference finals. But all right, so number six, I have, and I have all these Western teams in a row, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Denver, Utah, Oklahoma City, Portland. So six, I have Utah.
Yeah, I had the Jazz at 10, but I think you could argue that I should be switching the Jazz and the Blazers from 5 to 10.
The Jazz upside is higher than the Blazers.
Mitchell got worse almost. I'd like to see Mitchell get better. Okay. But
Mitchell got worse for the first like 4 months of the year, but he was very good in March and April. He averaged like 25 points a game, I think, after the All-Star break or something like that. He put up very good numbers. Kyle Lowry is a significant upgrade over Ricky Rubio. Although, let's
not Mike Conley. They don't have Kyle Lowry.
That's what I meant. Mike Conley. Excuse me. I'm mixing up my aging point guards who, like, well, I mean, Kyle Lowry, though, has made multiple All-Stars. Like, Mike Conley has never been an All-Star. And Zach Lowe is like, you know, as soon as he retires, he's going to have a trophy up, you know, in Memphis. That's insane. He's a zero-time All-Star. I appreciate Mike Conley. He's a solid player. Yeah. He's a solid defensive player. He's a great.
He'd be a four-time All-Star in the East, though.
Yeah, for sure. And again, he's an upgrade over Rubio. Don't get me wrong. And I think that he is a playoff performer. But the problem with this.
Well, who got Favors? Who didn't Favors go somewhere?
Yeah, no, they lost Favors. Favors went to New Orleans.
Yeah, Favors went to New Orleans, and they still have Jay Crowder.
Yeah, but Jay Crowder's like DeMar Carroll. Like, what is he doing for you? In fact,
I think he is literally DeMar Carroll, but he's the rich man. Yeah, they look the same. So what's their starting?
Okay, so
five?
They got
you're not a big Ingles guy.
They
like
got
Ingles
Ed Davis,
and, he gets
and so I
year.
Guess they're starting Ed Davis alongside Rudy Gobert. Although they'll play Bojan in the stretch.
No, Davis and Gobert can't play together. I mean, well, like if they start together, that's like a silliness.
Well, okay. So then Bojan's their stretch four. But the answer is those three guys are their starting bigs, I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. And then in the backcourt, it's Ingles and Mitchell and Conley. And their bench is pretty weak.
Pretty
I mean, who do they have on their bench? They have Alec Burks and Royce O'Neal, I guess.
But you could fix the bench.
Yeah,
in March.
No, you can.
Or in February. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, well,
five.
I have them. That's why I have a number six right now. I think it's a good team.
Yeah,
I just,
that is a good
if
team.
If Donovan Mitchell is, you know, not stepping up and becoming like an all-star caliber player, and I don't believe he is. Yeah, because Rudy Gobert is very good and, you know, is defense player of the year every year, and it's a crime that he's not an all-star, and he cries and they make fun of him, but he should. I mean, it's insane that he doesn't make all-star teams. But the reality is that he's not going to, like, run your offense in a playoff game. And I guess Bojan did it for Indiana sort of by default, but I don't think that Bojan is. So I like Utah. Again, Utah's to me what Denver was last year. Like, they're a team that can do very well in the regular season, and, you know, but are they really going to win a title? No. Could they go to the conference finals? Sure. All right, number five, Denver. They just gave Jamal Murray a massive contract. So they're betting that he, you know, he took a step up in the playoffs, and they're betting he continues to do it.
If we can talk for 1 second about what Jokic did in the playoffs.
He would have been, if he had made it to the finals, if he had played 22 games, he would have gone down as like one of the greatest playoff runs we've ever seen. I mean, his numbers dwarfed Kawhi's numbers even. He was insane.
In terms of the regular season MVP award,
I had I had number three on my ballot. I had Giannis, Harden, Jokic, number three, Embiid, four. Paul George, I had at seven. I didn't understand why he was in the top three. I thought that was a little overrated, but whatever. So Denver, I have at five. At four, I have the Toronto Raptors. Oh, you have Kawhi off them right now, so yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm assuming that they have Kawhi. So, and that's why we shouldn't be doing this right now.
At this point, Keeve goes on an epic rant against the Knicks, and unfortunately, James Dolan must be in charge of Keeve's microphone because his audio was lost.
Well, okay, so we need to talk about that for a second, and I can't believe we didn't talk about that yet. To me, the biggest crime that any NBA team has committed in the last, you know, 48 hours since free agency started was the Knicks announcing that they weren't going to give Durant a max. Okay. Yeah, so we're on the same page on this one. Because, like, Yoni Wiesel was saying it's not a big deal. Like, to me, it is a tremendously harmful thing to do. Either you mean it, in which case you are so stupid because you unfathomably stupid, or you don't mean it and you're trying. Yeah, it's insane. Now, the other assumption is that it's not true. It's them trying to justify, could it have really been that we lost out to the Nets? No, we didn't lose out to the Nets. It's that we didn't even offer the same thing the Nets offered. In which case, it's even dumber because now you're telling other NBA players who have options, like, we are a team who disrespects guys, who doesn't think Kevin Durant is worth the max. And then other NBA players are going to say, like, how stupid are you? How bad is your judgment? Yeah, so it's sort of, it's mind-bogglingly stupid. And it's much worse than not getting Durant is leaking the fact that you think that Durant wasn't worth a max. So, and whether it's true or not true, I don't know which one's worse. Exactly. And in the NBA, all that matters is stars. All right, now let's talk about Philly for a second. I have them as a three. So Josh Richardson is better than J.J. Redick. And Al Horford versus Jimmy Butler. Now, they're different, right? They've become a much bigger team because instead of Tobias at the four and Butler at the three, it's now Horford at the four and Tobias at the three. So this is a massive team. I mean, their point guard is 6'10". Richardson at 6'6 is their only starter who's under 6'9". They're going to be just really, really long. They're going to be really elite defensively. Embiid and Horford are both great defenders, obviously. The only question I have is, first of all, their bench is a little bit weak. It's Mike Scott, who they re-signed. Who else do they have on their bench now? They have Mike Scott. They have Boban, I guess. Okay. All right. So shooting, they need Richardson to continue to develop as a shooter, right? They need Ben Simmons to at least have the pretend to be able to be somewhat of a shooter.
I mean, obviously, to become a championship team, they need Ben Simmons to get
the
much better.
The only thing that concerns me, I mean, they just gave Tobias Harris $180 million, a guy who's never made an All-Star team, a guy who never will make an All-Star team, and a guy who, by the way, he got traded from Philly from the Clippers to Philly in midseason. The Clippers' record was better after the trade, and Philly's record was worse after the trade.
Yeah, this was an example of re-signing your own guy just because he's like
a
top 50 guy.
You couldn't lose him and Butler.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Philly, it just right now we're in a wide open NBA, which we haven't had in years and years and years, which is really exciting. And at this point in October, and it's not even October, it's July, but before we've really seen these guys on the court, I think that starting five just has to be make them a top three team. Because
I agree, they're a nightmare in November and December, no question. And Embiid is like Matthew Stafford, which like the first couple of years of his career, it's like if he's ever on the court. And now it's like you forget about it, and he's playing 82 games a year, basically.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying for now, but now that may have to make you a little scared. And by the way, there haven't been a lot of Embiids. You know, Patrick Ewing, I guess, and like the 90 centers, Ewing, Olajuwon, and Robinson had, you know, decent longevity. But like Embiid, you know, moves a little bit more than all those guys. Like there's, you know, and he's just so big. Like there's no guarantee that's a guy who has a long career.
Yeah. All right. I have the Rockets number two. They won 65 games the year before last. James Harden averages 36 points a game. Chris Paul is aging.
What's the upside? Because Paul is about to get bad. Chris Paul's about to
become a bad player.
The
upside is that the only team these guys couldn't beat was the Warriors, and the Warriors aren't there anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's not a crazy point.
They brought back Rivers. They brought back House.
You put a gun in my head. I don't know if they beat the Nuggets in a series this coming year. I think like the Nuggets might be better than them by April.
Yeah, well, I think they could be, and that's why we don't really know. And for Houston to be number two, they're the weakest number two. We have right now the weakest one, two, three, four, five we've had in a long time. Like, there's really no...
No question.
Which is exciting. It's exciting as an NBA fan.
Yeah, no, this is going to be the best NBA year in a long time. Now eight teams have a chance instead of one.
Well, eight? I mean, the number of teams that could conceivably make the finals?
Yeah, okay, 12 or 13.
Let's see. Okay, in the West, Houston, Denver, Utah, Oklahoma City, Portland, the Lakers, the Warriors, I guess.
Yeah.
The Clippers, depending what happens with Kawhi.
No, I don't count the Clippers and the Spurs. Or I mean, I'd put the Thunder ahead of them, but I wouldn't.
All right, if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, that's eight. If Kawhi doesn't go to the Clippers, that's seven.
Okay, fine. And then the East,
and then it's Milwaukee, Philly, Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's really it. So we have 10.
I wouldn't want to say Boston. Yeah.
No, Boston, Indiana can go to the Eastern Conference Finals at best.
I agree.
All right, so Houston to me, like Chris Paul's definitely on the wrong side of 33 or whatever he is now, and that's a problem. But they're the same team that's been atop the league and has just fallen short to Golden State 2 years in a row, and there's no more Golden State. So right now, pending, and also I think that, you know, they might have another move. I don't understand why Butler wanted to go to Miami over Houston. But
yeah, no, that would have been special. I think he's a weird guy and he wanted to be the best
player.
Well,
for a locker room where Harden and Paul hate each other, it would have been entertaining just from that perspective.
Well, I think the fact that it sort of came out that they wanted to trade Paul and or Capella is going to be messy this year.
Yeah.
They can get through it.
Yeah, like I famously love Capella. So, you know.
I mean, Paul's not tradable, so there's nowhere he can go. He can't force a trade. You know, his contract is just too high.
Yeah, no, the only way Chris Paul could be traded is if he was traded to the Lakers because, you know, the Banana Boat crew is coming back together.
Right. Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah. Okay.
All right. And the number one, Milwaukee. You know, they brought...
Yeah, that's both of our number ones.
Yeah, they've combined the Lopez brothers.
They don't need
brothers.
To do anything. The team they have now can definitely... Yeah, the Lopez brothers, there should be... You know what? They should get a Hard Knocks this year. HBO or Netflix should do a that would be, because Giannis is such a fascinating guy. Yeah. The Lopez brothers will absolutely steal the show.
Yeah,
they'll be playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm rooting for the Morris brothers to get together somewhere. The Lopez brothers are together. The Lopez brothers haven't been.
What if they
college.
All? What if all four guys, like, it's just two twins and
so they
and,
add the Morrises. You know. I mean, they don't amazing. Have, other than the Lopez.
That would be the biggest team ever. That's like five guys.
Exactly.
Or all 7 foot.
I mean, because Giannis is already 7 feet. My problem with Milwaukee is they lost Brogdon, which means that they're now relying on George Hill to be. George Hill and Eric Bledsoe are their starting guards. Right? Neither one is very big. Neither one plays a lot of defense.
First of all, they're both point guards.
Yeah.
I mean, is George Hill better than, like, Jeff Teague? No. Is George Hill better than. Would he start for the Knicks? Like, is he better than Elfrid Payton and,
yes, of course,
and Dennis Smith, even?
Yes. Yes.
Not any. I like. By the way, George Hill, Popovich's favorite player ever. He loves George Hill, so you know he's like a good guy.
Traded for Kawhi, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's my issue. Chris Middleton signed, I think, the third biggest free agent contract in NBA history. Right?
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But
I mean, Middleton somehow got worse.
They need
year.
Him. He's like a borderline All Star type player, but they need him to become a top 30 player.
Not going to happen. I don't think. I think
well, because Giannis can't do it alone, and like now.
No. Giannis probably can do it alone.
They were overwhelming favorites in the fourth quarter of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals to win the title.
Giannis absolutely can do it alone. I'm not saying he will, but it's certainly...
Yeah.
Like, Giannis could have things for us by, you know, 2020 that we can't even fathom.
Yeah.
Giannis,
well, if you learn how to shoot, he makes LeBron look like a literal garbage, to use a Keith term.
Yeah, no, it's possible. It is. I mean, I'm not betting on it, but it's, it's, you know, 10-20% chance that he becomes...
But it does show how exciting the NBA is right now, that the number one team is a team that got a little bit worse than last year.
No, it's going to be exciting. Not if you're for my team or your team or the team or the most popular team of our listeners.
Yeah. Well, my team's never
the
relevant,
Knicks.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the Knicks are that popular.
We ragged on the Knicks, but no, I think we have a lot of Knicks fan listeners.
We have a lot of Knicks fan friends.
Friends, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Our listeners and friends are two different groups.
That's true. As noted by not one of our friends is coming to Minnesota with us.
Yeah. Hey, everyone coming is our friend. But yes.
No, that's true. But none of the people we grew up with are coming.
No, nobody we're friends with outside of the podcast.
I think this is the lowest point in the Knicks history, because they've been rebuilding basically since the finals team of 99 broke up. And like, yes, they stopped rebuilding to try and get the decision. It didn't work. Their B-plus plan there, kind of like having Amari and Carmelo at the same time was useful. Like, they were never going to win a title, but like, people forget those first 50 games with Amari before they got Carmelo were amazing. Amari was like the MVP of the league for those 50
half
games.
A season.
The Garden was going absolutely insane, and that was exciting. To me, the Knicks will never be good again. They have to tank. The only like are the players the Knicks signed so bad that they actually can tank. Like, what if like Julius Randle gets injured or Kevin Knox doesn't improve? Like, is it impossible that they could be, you know, because the worst team doesn't. It's not like the Hornets are gonna, you know, are at all locked in if the Hornets go 6-76 to the one seed. Like, if you're the fifth worst team, you could easily still get a top two pick. So maybe they could just really rebuild through the draft.
Yeah. Now, I wrote a Medium article a few years ago ranking the 32 cursed sports franchises. And I updated every 6 months or so when the latest team has won the title. The St. Louis Blues, of course, just won a title this past month to get themselves off the list. I have the Knicks at number 17 on that list, of which is down to 28 teams now. And they're one spot behind the Jets at 16. I think I got to jump them a couple more spots, though.
Yeah, no. This was...
Because they banked... It wasn't like, oh, we think we're getting Kevin Durant. It was, we are definitely... It is a done deal that we're getting Kevin Durant.
I mean, I had Knicks fans coming up to me and be like, well, next year we're going to have, like, Durant, Kawhi, and Zion.
Yeah.
They didn't even get Kyrie, who was, like, not even the A plan of these lunatics.
Yeah. It's just incredible. And, like, now they're back to, like, being terrible, and their goal is, like, in 2 years, we'll try and get Giannis.
If you had told a Knicks fan... a month ago that, or how about this, the day before the lottery, if you had said to the Knicks fans, you're going to have RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and that's it, nobody else of note, they literally, and I don't like to make suicide jokes, but a lot of them probably would have had to kill themselves. Like, think about it. That is worse than the worst case scenario happened.
It's amazing to me to see a couple
of
our...
If we did a Knicks podcast, we would have said worst case scenario is they sign Boogie to like a make good 1 or 2 year deal. Yeah. And
they wish they had Boogie right now.
I mean, the third pick was certainly a possibility. Like, they could have done much. I think they had like a 45% chance at a top three pick. They actually got lucky to get the third pick.
Yeah.
But with free agency, I mean, they would have laughed at you if you said they're going to get Randle and Ellington and Elfrid Payton.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel bad for the Knicks fans.
Yeah. But I'm a Vikings fan, so I don't feel that bad.
Man, you got a good team.
Yeah, and in terms of NBA teams that have had worse luck, I mean, the Phoenix Suns, the Utah Jazz, because the Knicks haven't even been relevant. Those teams had so many chances in the playoffs and blew it. The Sacramento Kings for 2002, 2003 alone, right?
Yeah.
So there's other NBA, but yeah, but the Knicks just, they took for granted that they were about to get something and they had it snatched from them. And so that's like a last second loss. It's brutal. So I feel a little bit bad.
I feel so bad, but it's kind of funny. Don't stop. Listen, if the Knicks ever win, think about how sweet it will be.
Well, that's the whole point of the cursed franchise list.
How sweet the juice will be. Yeah, it won't be sweet.
But yeah, but that's the point of my list. Imagine what, for the Indians and the Vikings and the Bills, a title will be so much sweeter than it would be for, like, random teams.
The four-year deal that Kevin Durant signed, yes or no question, will Kevin Durant and the Nets win a championship?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely less than 50%, right? Yeah.
But you still do the deal every day.
Of course. Yeah, of course. You just want to play meaningful games in May. That's what you want to do. One day, hopefully, the Mets will play meaningful games in May.
Well, we're going to their game in July.
They certainly will not be playing them in July when we're there. Oh, no.
All right, Kiva, let's get this podcast out as soon as possible. Because as soon as Kawhi comes out, we have to redo this list entirely.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if this podcast isn't even out and Kawhi?
All right, Kiva, I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Have a good one, everyone. Bye.
No sleep till... We'll be right back.